Money, 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 money. Money.
On today's episode, money.
Is it all going to hell?
Well, possibly. We're going to take the time to today talk about money, all kinds of money, and specifically the recent events concerning the bank that was just foreclosed upon in California.
You said that in the singular.
Well, it's a couple of banks, but it really, the one that's garnered all the attention is the Tech Bro Bank in Techville, California. The Democrats' ATM,
and is it affectionately known? The elite bank. Newsom's bank.
Yeah.
Oprah's bank.
People
got the money, honey.
We thought it was
and
worthy.
And the Chinese bank.
Yeah, we thought it was worthy of having a generalized discussion. Number one for me, because I'm a little bit concerned about the way it's being handled afterward, and that our current administration has really, through his actions, actually kind of nationalized the banking system in the United States. That's complicated. We'll kind of get into some other stuff as we talk, but let's just kind of start from the beginning. Last week, in fact, we were doing a newscast when it came over the phone that they were, in fact, going to declare themselves insolvent. They were going to go out of business. So we had a major bank. It was like, what, 16th in the country that went under. And we need to know, number one, we need to know why did that happen.
Knew why months beforehand.
They did. But the general public, I think, needs to know more about why. And we're learning that slowly. If you are, in fact, getting your information from someplace other than NBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC, more radio, most television.
Anyway, there's all kinds of information here, and this is the big issue is everybody is trying like crazy to keep you from taking your money out of the bank. I don't know, babe.
So, in essence, we had a major bank fail. Why does a bank, what's the purpose of a bank? We all think a bank, we put money in a bank. Us little people, let's just talk about us little people right now. Why do you even put your money in a bank? Because you don't want to hang on to $5,000, $3,000, whatever you earn, and you want to be able to conduct your life, pay people, so you have a middleman.
It's become an instrument that
use. It's a middleman, yeah. And it's used to make payments. So I don't have to carry around $5,000 worth of gold in my pocket. Now I can write a check.
But you should. You really should.
Or use a credit card or whatever that is. And the bank is the middleman that actually transfers that information, that money. So at number one, it takes it out of our possession so that it's more protected, which is an ironic statement, but it's more protected, and it's sitting in another institution that handles our affairs. Now, what does the bank do with it? Bank is all like the government. How does the bank actually make money? Banking, if all I was to do is give them my money, how are they supposed to make money? I need access to, as a banker, a lot of cash. What we do with the cash we take a lot of money in on one side, the deposits, and then we earn money from making those deposits work. We put money to work. So Susan gives me a paycheck, but if Susan and her 10,000 closest friends give me their paychecks, I now have a larger lump of money. But it can't just sit in the bank. That's not making me money as a bank. I got to put the money to work. So to make the money work, the way we do that is we usually invest it or a banker lends it out. So when a bank has to do a couple of things. Number one, Susan's going to come back tomorrow and be panicked because she gave us her entire check and she needed to keep out $1,000. If I took her entire check and deposited, I wouldn't have her $1,000 to refund to her tomorrow. So part of the banking rules and regulations, a bank has to keep a certain amount of money in cash on hand, liquid, so that I can return depositors' money if they need it. But it's only a certain percentage. And depending what size bank you are, determines that percentage.
And then we have the federal deposit insurance that is going to insure deposits up to $250,000.
So because banks are not government entities. A bank is a business, just
not
like
even
yours,
the Fed.
Just like yours and mine. It is a business. It's a private business, and its job as a private business is to do what? Make money and return profits to its shareholders and investors. So it's a business that needs to make money. So because it's a business, businesses, like all businesses, some are run good, some are run not so good. So because of the runs that occurred early in our nation's history, back in the 20s and the 30s, the federal government stepped in and arbitrarily said, we're going to protect the nation's average Joe from losing all their money, no matter what bank they're in. We, as a national government, are going to protect all depositors' funds. We will guarantee that no matter what bank you're in, if a bank goes under, we will return up to $250,000 of the money that you have in this bank.
Now, these depositors in this bank had well over that. And so they were outside of the range of what FDIC is supposed to traditionally insure.
Correct, because this bank did not exceed regulations on money on hand or no money on hand. But what they did was, instead of diversifying what they invested in into a variety of different products, some are long-term investments, some are shorter-term investments, so they can always keep this balance between cash I got in my hands and cash that's out there working. They were not very smart about it, and they made more long-term investments than they should have, which prevented them from returning short-term money that had been given to them by depositors.
Now, that's Larry's rendition, and we have a whole lot more stories coming up when we get back.
Today, just chilling?
Trying to think of some ways to make some money.
Shit, talking about money, Pops. Remember, you got $20 for me.
20? I don't have the whole 20, but here's 10. I owe you 10 more.
Okay.
Well, you put that in your pocket, Patrick. You know you owe me 20 from last night.
All right, I don't got the whole 20, but here's 10. I'll give you the next 10 later.
Yeah, don't let that get good to you, because you owe me 20.
I don't have the whole thing, but here's 10 for now.
There's 10 on the 20 that you owed me. Patrick, I owed you 10. There it is.
Casey, here's the 10 I owe you.
And here's the 10 I owe you. So now I'm even. We're all even.
Everybody paid in full.
Everybody paid in full.
Yeah, man.
Move freely, America, without medical restrictions or penalty. Without medical freedom legislation in place, our rights and freedoms are one vote away from being dissolved. Move freely, America, with one voice, without fear of retribution, achieving a common goal, medical freedom. We the people make our voices heard by connecting with state legislators and engaging a constitutionally compliant medical bill of rights for all citizens. Individually, change is improbable, but as an aggregate, attainable. It's time to act with one voice. My voice.
And my voice.
And my voice.
And my voice.
To protect our freedom, creating one voice that cannot be ignored. This requires your voice, too. Move Freely America. Go to movefreelyamerica.org to find a chapter near you. Plug in, donate, and help our legislators defend our God-given rights under the Constitution. Move Freely America. My voice.
And my voice.
And together with your voice, we're one voice that cannot be ignored. Donate today. MoveFreelyAmerica.org.
How long has it been since you've updated your brand or restocked your promotional items? The more often people see your company logos and taglines, the more often your company comes to mind. That top-of-mind thinking is exactly what grows businesses and generates revenues. So at Big Feet Creations, I've dedicated my time and talent for over 30 years designing and illustrating print and digital products that people love and remember. Now we're adding website design and audio-video editing too. Call Big Feet Creations at 469-450-7350. I'm a big guy, and I've taken big steps to help you grow big. Big Feet Creations, 469-450-7350. Call today. That's 469-450-7350.
So why do people think Mr. Wonderful's opinion on the bank collapse is valuable?
If you don't know who Mr. Wonderful is, Kevin O'Leary is on Shark Tank. Yeah, Kevin O'Leary on Shark Tank. Well, he agrees with me, number one, that the response has been to nationalize the banking system. And getting back to that statement, when we left, we were saying the FDIC protected depositors up to $250,000. And Susan correctly pointed out that many people that had money in this particular bank far exceeded that as their deposits. In fact, way far exceeded that. Mm-hmm. In some cases, there was $400 and $500 million of accounts in this bank.
I have a question. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So does the FDIC have money?
The FDIC is a governmental department of our federal government.
So they don't have money?
And for all those in the class, I'd like to see a show of hands. How much money, where does the government get its money? And does the government, the federal government, does it make products, sell anything? Does it earn money? Show of hands, none go up. Good, you're all excellent. Because the government has no money.
No?
They make no money.
No money.
You know where they get it? They steal it. They steal it from people and from businesses.
So wait.
At gunpoint, by the way, because they come armed to your door to collect this tax money that you owe.
So, Larry, I kind of think the story here is starting to look like these people that could afford the hit that their bank took are now going to get bailed out by our government, and they're going to say, I need more money from you to cover that huge debt.
Yeah, and actually I had hope, because on Friday when this all occurred, that Saturday, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, she actually came out publicly and said, no, we're not doing that. We will, as required by law, we are going to protect the depositors up to $250,000. This was the Department of the Treasury Department saying on Saturday, that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of Sunday, mm-hmm. 24 hours later,
what do you think happened?
Janet Yellen thought, no, that really wasn't the best.
Do you think somebody, said, hey, Janet?
What you talking about, girl?
Let's go have a glass of wine, sister.
Yeah. Take her back to the woodshed.
Something's up.
Anyway, they beat the crap out of her, and by the time she came out on Sunday, she was saying, I don't know what I was drinking on Saturday, but of course we're going to deposit all these
deposits. Yeah, because look at all these people. Wait a minute. Is there a ripple effect, or is there not?
So the reason this gets around to being nationalized is we cannot as a nation guarantee someone who deposits $500 million in a bank against a poor decision that a private company is going to make. So in this case, the private company being the bank, if they take that $500 million and they invest it poorly and they lose it, I as a taxpayer, you as a taxpayer are not responsible to make that person whole again. They knew the risks going in. They knew they were only protected. These are smart people.
And
he made $500 million. He's actually pretty smart.
I know. And I was going to say, chances are, Larry, that are people that have that kind of money, do they tend to be well diversified? Now, the bank wasn't, but odds are really good. This isn't their only account.
No, typically. And in fact, to Kevin O'Leary's benefit, he and many others, he states, the first thing you do is you find out, in his case, how many of my companies were potentially at risk from this bank, and how much money did we lose? He stated that his banks, his other companies, maybe lost $10 million. Whatever that amount is, he is saying, I'm an educated investor. I'm an accredited investor. I knew the risk going in. It's not the public's job to bail me out. So he was stating it as it should be, and so was Janet Yellen on Saturday. However, when President Biden came out on Monday, he affirmed that we were, in fact, going to make everybody whole again. But I don't know. He also said a curious statement to me at the end. He said, no U.S. taxpayer will be held responsible for paying this debt. And I'm wondering how he got to that conclusion when
How long do you figure he's been in government? Because he's been doing this a while.
It's for a little while, but I only think it's like 80, 90, 100 years. I forget how old he is.
But you would think he might have an understanding that, in fact, the government's not supposed to be a business, although it certainly acts like one.
Well, he just has gotten far too used to spending other people's money.
Maybe it is a business. Maybe it's a corporation.
He doesn't he doesn't understand what it is. But there's this is surface stuff that we're talking about. The nationalization one is a huge issue. Please, 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 we only are talking about this today with you for about 20 minutes, but you really need to understand this was a huge thing that suddenly just got swept by and nobody is talking
about
it.
Now, what's the story? Should we let the system collapse?
I was going to say, there's another article that said, hey, they screwed up as a bank. They made bad investments. They didn't manage their business correctly. What would happen to you or I if you were running a dry cleaner and you bet all your money at the horses, or you spent it at the stock market on a bad stock and it went south and you didn't make your money? Did the Fed come in and rescue you and replace all your money?
Well, tell me about this, because it looks like this has had to do with Treasury bets.
Yeah, they were just...
What's that? Treasury, they bet?
Well, I'm gonna hold that for the next statement, because the next segment, because it gets involved a little bit more depth than we can cover before we go to break.
Because somehow this impacts you. So what? Tell me about the quiet period, Larry. What is a quiet period?
So some of this, that's what I was just going to say. Some of this is regulatory really influenced. So there were some yelps and screams that Trump had done away with some regulatory issues that would have prevented this from happening. Even Barney Frank, who is the author of Dodd-Frank, the big regulatory bank bill, even Barney Frank said, no, none of those regulations that got relaxed by Trump would have had any bearing on this, because all it did was even the playing field of banking. We're going to cover that in the next statement, too. Quiet period means if I am involved in any kind of a financial business, SEC, if I'm doing stocks, or in this case, a business, I'm not allowed to make any public disclosures that would influence the price of the stock or influence potential bad or good trading on the stock. It's called the quiet period, and they were involved in, because the bank was kind of going downhill quickly and people knew what was happening, the insiders at the bank were trying to stop this from happening, but they couldn't even disclose that this was going on, or they would be held in contempt of the regulatory issues, and they'd even be in a worse situation. We'll talk more about that in just a minute when we come back.
Hi, welcome to Heroes in Action. I'm Ray Amanat, founder and creator of this training system. I originally made it so that everyone can train for free. We have programs for kids, for women, families, and businesses. I'm an author, speaker, and educator on everything that has to do with violence and bullying prevention education. If you'd like more information about who we are and what our programs are, please go to our website at heroesinaction.us, or give me a call if you have any questions at 727-314-2534. We hope to see you here to train.
Multiple streams of income are the local business owner's new protection against inflation. If you enjoy sharing health insights and helping others live their healthiest lifestyle possible, you can create wealth for yourself and your family by doing what you love to do every day. Call 469-939-8933. Discover how to incorporate additional financial revenue into your love of health and wellness and the work you're already doing, using your time wisely and leveraging networks you already work with. Ready to learn more? Join the Wellness Institute's Carola Bratis, subject of the book, Look Beyond Tomorrow, to help even more people realize their potential and achieve their health goals. Build a side business with products sourced in North America and protect your bottom line. Call 469-939-8933 today. That's 469-939-8933. Call now.
question, but when we left, we were talking about a variety of things, the quiet period and regulations. But that, let's take one more quick revisit about what got them into this mess as far as their investments. So we're all experiencing something called inflation.
Yes.
Inflation is where the government printed,
I hope you're going to help me understand the bond part.
Well, government printed too much money.
Oh.
Too much money. They
yes.
spent too much money in order to cover.
When did they
cover,
do that?
In order to cover the money that they spend.
When?
These are all these fantastic bills. The Build Back Crappier bill. That
oh,
came
that
out.
One? What
yeah.
the
That's one of those.
The omnibus?
Yeah,
bill?
The omnibus bill that's now out there. Anyway, it's $31 trillion in debt.
Funding wars?
No. We can't, all that.
They just printed
Ukraine.
All that.
Didn't we give them a little bit
I
of money?
I just thought we were giving money away.
I thought we gave them a little bit of money, too. Maybe all wrong.
Right.
Maybe wrong, but I think
need
we
to get in that line.
Anyway, so the federal government spent too much money, printed more money to cover the money that they spent, and now to try and recover this problem, they have been increasing the interest rates across the board dramatically and very quickly. Part of that is the problem that this bank encountered. So they took some of this money and they invested it in what are traditionally known as safe vehicles, government bonds. Bonds pay the going interest rate. So they paid the going interest rate when they bought them, which maybe was 2%. Now the bond rates are maybe 4%, 5%, whatever that is. So their 2% investment now, if they have to sell it today, they're upside down, right? You bought the house for $400,000, now it's only $200,000. You can't sell it because you're upside down by $200,000. They were in the same spot, only they were forced to sell. So they had to sell these investments for under market, which put them at a loss, right? So this took away some of their cash, took away a lot of their investment. So the federal government kind of contributed this because they said, we're not going to increase these rates. That's when they bought. Shortly after that, they came out and said, we made a mistake. We're going to have to increase these rates, but not only are we going to increase them, we're going to do it really fast. Well, the people at the bank were busy with DEI sermons and evaluations, apparently.
Oh, well, at least
they
had the right people in place
yeah.
because they chose them according to their skin yeah. color and their gender.
Exactly. So they were learning which bathroom to use, and they skipped the speech where the Treasury Department said, the Fed said, I'm raising the interest rates.
They weren't there that day.
Huh. They were in the bathroom learning which one to go in. So they missed that, apparently. The rest of the country heard it, but these people didn't hear it. Anyway, so they didn't take advantage of selling that or anticipating this change because they're not very smart. It contributed to their problem. So the Feds created some of the problem that the bank incurred a loss with, and now the Feds are going to come back in and save the day by spending our money to rescue them from the situation. So they're going to, but they don't have that much money, so they're going to have to print more money.
Why don't we do that? Can't we print some and that way we can give them our paper? We can just print it off and send it in to them to help.
I heard about this guy that tried to
do
that. No, they actually took him away.
Yeah. No.
Had him hanging in his laundry trying to get him dried out.
Well, you know.
Anyway, so now Susan had another question relating to...
I have lots of questions.
Yeah, the bond thing. The bond market.
Let's not ignore the bond market. Everybody tells you, you know, it's just the
bond
market.
But the bond market was what we kind of currently just talked about, and it's how
there's one on you.
Yeah, how it kind of goes back and forth, and obviously you're investing in communities, but it's all driven by the Feds, and the Feds make these situations up as much as they want. But the other part was this unknowledgeable quotient from the people in the bank not understanding, not being able to anticipate that these problems were coming up. This really separates the people that you know out there, Andrew Yang, Mark Cuban, these people now that are saying, oh, the federal government, there's going to be big layoffs. If they don't come in and rescue this bank, the entire world is going to collapse. One of those is this billionaire guy, Bill Ackman. He says the government has just 48 hours in order to make this decision, or all hell was going to break loose, the world was going to end, everybody was going to be without a job, blah, blah, blah. Now, if you don't have a long enough memory, Bill Ackman was during the pandemic. He was crying about the world coming to an end, driving down stock prices. It wasn't until later that we found that he made billions shorting the market based on some of the information that he was smearing. And
no way
maybe,
did he do that.
Maybe we shouldn't trust that guy on what he's saying here. But it's not just him. Mark Cuban wants to, he's blaming regulations. He's blaming everything, but who should be blamed? the people that were running the bank screwed up, and the people that gave them their money screwed up. And this is life, folks. Susan and I have a small business. We invest a lot. Guess what? If it doesn't work out, I'm telling you, the Fed is not going to ride to our rescue here. They're not going to make us whole again.
We've really got to be thinking about how these banks... So the ultimate piece of this to get through is they want the idea that a small bank would be crushed is very, very important, because if we're going to usher in this, the digital currency, what we have to do is make sure we all use the same banks and agree to these terms. But the small and regional banks don't have the same rules, which is why we support them. And so the small and regional banks are now about to get crushed, because Biden says that unless we put the screws on that little group, they're the only safe place for you to be.
Now, I'm going to be surprised. You're not saying that this might be something that's planned to drive smaller banks under and drive everybody to big, huge conglomerate banks that can be easier controlled by the government.
For the digital currency that Biden put into...
Ironically, the week before the bank crash.
Yeah, well, no, like last year at this time. Last year at this time, didn't he sign that executive order saying this is how it's going to be now?
Looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. It's a duck.
A duck.
We'll see you next time.
To the Health Engineer Show, I'm Kurt Duquay, the Health Engineer, right here on the Offbeat.
Hi, I'm Larry Cortan.
Hi, my name is Susan Hamilton, and you're watching Offbeat. Hi, this is Doreen Milano. Welcome to Big Ideas Small Business, where we will be talking to Terry Arjala.
Today, you're not limited to traditional mainstream media that doesn't support your family, your life, your values, or your business. OBBM Network News is available Monday through Friday at 5 and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 6 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Traverse TV, and available to anyone on many smart TV apps such as Rumble or Roku or Traverse TV. So connect with us on OBBMDFW.locals.com, on Truth, on Gab, on Getter, even more. Remember to subscribe, Rumble, like, and share wherever you're using social media.
And you can get the audio podcast version of this show and over 30 others when you subscribe to the OBBM Network podcasts on Spotify, iHeart, and wherever you are listening to podcasts. Thank you for watching and letting your friends know about this program.
Consider being a member of our Locals.com community at the $5, $10, or $25 level, and you can reach that using our QR code that's on the screen right now. We're 100% grassroots funded by you. We want to thank our advertisers and remind our viewers to use their products and services.